And David went out to meet them, and answered and said unto them, If ye be come peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit unto you. But if ye be come to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there is no wrong in mine hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray him unto them. And when they heard it, they were glad, and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. As they sat and did eat, Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, for he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit, and testified, and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me.